Hello and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. Final attendance figures for last week's Royal Highland Show were the second highest on record. Show manager David Dunsmuir said the figures were tremendous and clearly demonstrated that farming was in good shape with plenty of farmers wanting to do business. The two concerts in Edinburgh by Bon Jovi and Kings of Leon on the Wednesday and Sunday had stretched police resources to the limit, and Highland Show organisers have called for greater coordination with events during show week. Now, whilst the Highland was going on last week, European Union officials had reiterated their demand that electronic identification of sheep has to be 100% accurate, and if not, there'll be stiff penalties. So, with the big lamb sales only days away now, Richard Lockhead and farmers' leaders have collectively stated quite clearly that 100% is not achievable, and there has to be compromise. But one person we met up with at the show was our adopted farmer John Scott. He'd had an eventful journey getting down to Edinburgh on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, a couple of mechanical issues on the way down the road, Richard, but got here eventually. It was a longer trip than anticipated, but glad to arrive.
And have you had a good day?
Yeah, great day. I was stewarding North Country Cheviots this morning. There was a good selection on show there and managed to catch up with some of the beef shorthorn judging. Again, a great show of cattle there and a worthy champion.
And you've not got anything in the show lines this year?
Well, we do actually. We've got sheep being shown tomorrow. We're showing a few Beltecs.
And the show this year, it's bigger and better than ever, isn't it?
Yeah, to be honest, you look around, it's a pretty spectacular event. There's everything for everybody here.
Question I get asked a few times about yourself, John, is when you're out at these shows, who looks after the ship at home?
We've just got a new guys just joined us recently, a very experienced guy, and he'll keep an eye on things at home. And obviously we've got to keep an eye on the stock, and they'll be checked daily. Cows are checked twice a day at the moment because we like to see which ones are bulling so we can record that. And we're hoping to make some haylage this weekend. We've cut it earlier in the week. That'll get done. We need to gather those bales and stack that up and put some more fertiliser back in the field. Speaking of fertiliser, we've just bought fertiliser last week and it's all been arriving this week, and it's a horrendous price. I mean horrendous.
And that fertiliser has gone up by a further £20 a tonne since John bought his, so small comfort there, I suppose. And we'll not go into further details on the mechanical issues he had on the way to Edinburgh, except to say he's gained automatic entry into the Easter Ross Farmers Club Rams Head competition with the song Three Wheels on My Wagon. But that's it for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.